Hello, I'm Sonal from Synergy Nutrition. I'm a nutritional therapist with my own consulting services, and I decided to create this short recording on anxiety and panic attacks because I've been meeting a lot of people that do suffer from them, and I just thought I'd just share some information as opposed to writing an article. So basically, anxiety is very, very common nowadays. And it's characterized by an array of symptoms, and commonly it causes uneasiness, panic, fear, uncertainty, worry. And the physical symptoms can vary, so I find that these vary from person to person, but commonly the feelings of anxiety associated with jitters, sweating, insomnia, fear in general, shortness of breath, rapid heart rate or heart palpitations, chest pain, which again, if somebody's undergoing a panic attack, for example, we might mistaken that from actually having a heart attack, yeah? Nausea is also very common, and changes in digestive system, and commonly I find diarrhea, so experiencing loose bowels, is commonly associated with anxiety or fear. Now, the emotional distress that can come with these can... general anxiety and also panic attacks, it can interfere with someone's normal day-to-day activities. So ideally prevention is important too, but also, you know, being aware of what to do to reduce symptoms of having a panic attack if one's experiencing it. And because it can happen suddenly without any sign, it's just something to be aware of. Now, looking at the causes, they, again, are not conclusive, but it looks like a traumatic event can trigger it, intense stress, and often the body knows one is stressed even before you may fully know so yourself consciously, if that makes sense. So, for example, work is very common. Somebody's work life is a common area to have a period of stress. But if someone is not fully conscious that actually the stress is impacting their health, you can have certain physiological triggers and impact on the body itself, okay? So they can play a role in the onset of in anxiety as well, which in the worst case scenario can lead to a panic attack. Also, certain substances can trigger anxiety in general, and some of which is caffeine, which is found in many beverages. So teas, coffees, chocolate. Some people are sensitive to green tea as well, which can also contain caffeine. Soft drinks also contain caffeine. Over-the-counter medications like your decongestants, asthma drugs also can be triggers. Alcohol, tobacco, caffeine can also lead to that too, and also the withdrawal symptoms coming from that. Now, in terms of the remedies and preventative strategies, as a nutritionist, I would look at natural remedies as opposed to a medication or a prescriptive anxiety drug. However, in the situation where natural remedies do not work, I would recommend definitely seeing your main health consultant, doctor, for example, and look at taking medication. Now, with supplements, there are a couple that can actually help reduce the anxiety treatment, and some of them have been tested for their safety, and their effectiveness has yet to be confirmed. It looks like anecdotally that these remedies do have a positive effect, okay? So, but I can't recommend them here now because ideally we have to look at each case and in each individual and to cross-check interactions as well, because supplements might not be suitable for everyone. And because these are herbal remedies, there's no one-size-fits approach. So I'd recommend consulting a health practitioner, such as a complementary health practitioner, like a herbalist or a nutritional therapist. In terms of the diet, there's a lot one can do. So eliminating the common triggery foods, such as like caffeine, alcohol, also sugars, because they can have an impact on your blood sugar levels and hormones, which can also lead to triggering symptoms of mood and anxiety. A lot of foods, even like your refined carbohydrates, processed foods, come with additives and chemicals too. And these can lead to certain symptoms. One that comes to mind is sodium benzoate, which is a preservative used in common foods, dried foods, for example. And it can lead to tightness in the throat and shortness of breath as well. Not in everyone, but in some individuals it can. So if someone's got asthma, I'd say try and minimise consumption of sodium benzoate. If you drink a lot of caffeine, maybe four to eight cups of coffee, for example, a day, instead of cutting back to nil, cut back gradually so you can lessen the effect of the withdrawal symptoms. You can also switch to herbal teas as well that are free from caffeine. And many herbal teas have a relaxing effect as well. So some, just to give an example, chamomile is very nice, licorice, lemon balm, passion flower, herbal teas. The other nutrients that are important in supporting the body and the nerves are calcium, magnesium and B vitamins, and also vitamin C. Calcium can be obtained from the diet. B vitamins can also be obtained from the diet. And vitamin C and magnesium. The thing is, many people don't get enough nutrients from their diet, so this is why we look at supplementation to bridge that gap between what's lacking in the diet. And often many refined foods are depleted of this. So for example, whole grains are going to contain more magnesium and B vitamins. But if you're someone who eats on the go or eats out a lot, it's likely to be that the foods that you consume or what's available is going to be white flour based products, so they're going to be stripped off their magnesium and B vitamins. The same is for rice as well. Whole grain rice contains more of these nutrients than polished white rice. Also your green leafy vegetables, very high in magnesium. And all these vitamins, they support the chemicals and nervous system as well. If you're somebody that experiences anxiety and panic attacks, then incorporating relaxation techniques and learning the tools is really, really important. I mean, I'd say this for everyone anyway, regardless, even if you don't experience it, because I think in this day and age, everyone is going to experience some sort of anxiety, even if it's not visible, it's going on kind of in the background. So meditation, yoga, Tai Chi, for example, they're all relaxation techniques, movement exercises as well that can help relax the body and the mind. Because with this, the body and the mind are kind of one unit. And if one, during a panic attack, one is like hyperventilating, for example, and you've got this quickening of breath, it's kind of like a mind over matter thing, because you want to control how the body is responding and slow down the breathing. Exercise can also help, and the other advantage about exercise, aside from its good mood boosting properties like releasing endorphins, is that it can actually encourage the body to utilize oxygen more efficiently as well. So exercise is important, and controlled breathing exercises, and that might be taking in a breath really, really slowly and exhaling really, really slowly. So you're breathing deeper and deeper right into the belly, which is where you want it to be, a full inhalation and a full exhalation. Some of the essential oils are really beneficial as well. So if you want to burn or spritz them, like lavender, for example, around you, lavender has a nice relaxing benefit too. And also Rescue Remedy, which is a brand from the Batch Flower Company, who basically have put together some flower essences together, which can help during periods of trauma and stress. Okay, so thank you very much for listening, and I hope you found that useful, and I look forward to uploading some more information soon. Thank you.